This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you look back at it, the year we went to the Super Bowl, we didn't have the hottest record. The year, my rookie year, when we started 5-0, we didn't make the playoffs. So let's not get too far off track, but we got to be optimistic and knowing that we can change this thing around. And we got to be the first ones to believe it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That, of course, Grady Jarrett. Making us all kind of as Alec. What's it reminds you of what Aaron Rodgers said a few years ago or spelled out? Relax. Yeah,
relax.
Everybody relax. Just relax. We've been here, done that before. That's easier said than done. Sam and Greg,
really.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, guys, I'm going to introduce them and I'm going to sit back because I was in a different country. These last two Falcons games, so I don't know what to say other than the fact that what happened. Joined, of course, D. Orlando Ledbetter. D-Led, first of all, it was great to talk to you, man. Been a few weeks.
Likewise, Greg. Hope everything's been going well for you, my friend.
Been doing well. And listen, tell me what happened. Even the Colts game, I watched that, and I'm thinking, oh, come on. They couldn't get at home with that.
Yeah, it's been a season where they haven't been able to stop the run. They haven't been able to run the ball either. They've fallen behind in the three losses, 65-10, and then had to try to scramble back into the games. It's just been a rough start to the season for the defensive unit. And then offensively, Matt Ryan's thrown 6 interceptions, 3 inside the red zone. So it's made for a really bad football cocktail for the Falcons thus far.
Well, before you get into what happened with the Titans and that matchup, we started this segment hearing from Grady Jarrett, and he was trying to blow some smoke, you know, positive smoke, if you will, about this team. Yeah. My question to you is, given what he said, do you think that what he was alluding to that happened in the past, can this team turn it around like the other ones have?
Well, they certainly have talent, Greg, and he was basically telling everybody to pump the brakes on the doom and gloom, but they haven't given the fans anything to cling on to other than, hey, we're good. We just haven't got to it yet. The offense, hasn't been able to sustain drives. They've been able to, take away Ridley from them. The running game hasn't been able to go. Defensively, they haven't been able to stop the run or get after the passer, but they believe they have the talent to do so. Certainly we knew this was a tough start to the season, and that's played out thus far. But if they don't get it together here quickly, you could be looking at 1-4.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC and AJC.com. Always great to speak with him. D-Led, talk about the offensive line. Because you talked about some of the things that have gone wrong with this team. The other thing that has gone wrong is Matt Ryan has gotten sacked so many times already this season. I thought about that O-line and what we see from them today.
Yeah, Sam, they're taking on injuries again, which was an issue last year, and they're running through their depth, here early in the season. Chris Lindstrom's out for the year. Alec Max gets hurt. And then Jamin Brown's in the concussion protocol, so you're going to start the third-string guard today, and that's Wes Schweitzer, who also had to come in and play some center against the Titans last week. So Caleb McGarry's out there. You had to finish one game with Ty Sambrello when Schweitzer had to move over to guard. And then Jake Matthews and James Carpenter on the other side, and they're playing good but not great. So it's been a difficult, time for the Falcons. When they get behind, they got to throw, and teams are going after them. So you can't run it. So the slow starts have been a really, really big problem for the Falcons.
Thoughts about this team also, and maybe we go to the tight end a little bit more just to do some things and move the chains. since you're talking about they're taking away Ridley. The run game has not been stabilized where we want to. Just something that gives this team a better opportunity. Maybe that happens today, although you're going up against a team in Houston with a superior group of linebackers.
Yeah, no doubt. And Austin Hooper has been, you know, the one that has gotten a lot of the catches. And they've been leaning heavily on him because they've been leaving the middle of the field open. It's been more or less, let's take away Julio and really deep. But, hey, you can have the middle of the field all day. And so Hooper had 2 touchdowns last week. His stats are up. He's on pace for an incredible season. Because, you know, he's a guy that's open and that Matt's going to move the ball to. So, you know, they got to keep doing that and then figure out how they're going to get Ridley and Julio all open by moving them around and, you know, being patient and taking what the defense gives them and, you know, stacking those plays without getting the penalty, Sam. But, yeah, tight end is definitely a big key here for the Falcons moving forward.
You know, you guys have been talking about some key positions, and you're talking about the every down players, but
right.
I want to focus for just for a second on Matt Bosher, because that is something that is key. You know, we talk about field position, and that's not something to be sneezed at. Tell us what we fan base, what they should know about this Matt Wiles, second year out of Michigan.
Yeah, Matt came in, he kicked in the Colts game. He's been around, he kicked in a 7-16, I believe, for the Falcons. Been trying to make it in the league. Did a good job up in Minnesota all of last season. Thought he had the teammate up there. He's a big kid, bigger punter from Michigan. His leg is really good. He had 5 touchbacks in the Colts game, so he can also kick it off. Yeah, just unfortunate for Boster, who you know, had the groin injury, missed 1 game, came back, and then got injured at the end of practice on Friday. So, yeah, Matt Wiles should be just fine here at indoors, directional punting, and taking place for Bosher.
Listen, you know, and when I think about this Houston matchup today, especially those guys being at home, I didn't see the game last week, but from everybody I talked to before I left, my problem with this Falcons offense was Matt Ryan in the pocket. And pocket presence or, you know, get rid of the ball quicker, that was my issue. And I think about this game, J.J. Watt and those boys are coming off that loss with the Panthers, and they got a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
And I'm wondering what you know, when you look at what they're going to go up against today, D-Led, what's the one thing we should focus on and hope doesn't happen coming out of this Houston organization?
Well, it's real easy there, J.J., Watt against Caleb McGarry, the rookie right tackle, be getting you know, first taste of elite defensive end like J.J. Watt. Fully expect the Falcons to give him some help in the form of a tight end and a back. And then on the other side, Whitney Marcellus is having a great season, 5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 1 interception return. The outside linebacker who will be, you know, over there with Jake Matthews on that side of the ball. So the edges will be very important for the Falcons today.
Spending time on the waitforit.com outline with Dear Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. Always talking Falcons with us. In the division, a game we're watching today, Tampa Bay and the Saints are playing today. What do you expect from this game? Saints have been able to tread water pretty well without Drew Brees. And which Jameis Winston do we see today?
Yeah, you know, Jameis, you know, it was still the same Jameis last week. He put up 54 and he threw a pick 6, so that's the same guy you expect to see every week now. But Teddy's doing a great job managing down there, and I think he's capable of doing more than that, you know, as we move forward into the season to shake off the, you know, 2 or 3 years rust of him not playing on a regular basis. But Arians and you know, Arians and his crew down in Tampa found a formula for Jameis to, you know, get it to Mike Evans and Godwin and push it up the field, and they're going to do it. And he certainly showed that he can handle a lot of that. But if he can just eliminate the miscues here and there along the way, that would help Tampa Bay. But we, you know, it's 5 years in; he's probably not going to eliminate them.
Tell you what, though, Tampa Bay's in everybody's back. We made fun of them coming into this season, because everybody's speculating on Cam coming back, so Carolina was going to be there. We knew what was going on in New Orleans, and we thought that the Falcons were going to turn things around and be that team that made it to the Super Bowl a few years ago, and everybody was dismissing Tampa Bay. Next thing you know, as we sit here in, week 5?
Yeah.
You know, you can't say nothing about Jameis. Anyway, getting back to D-Led, though, when you look at the defensive side of the ball this year, with Dan Quinn taking over defensive coordinator duties, are we seeing something? Is it in work? Is it a work in progress or what? Because I thought I was going to see a lot more dominance this year coming out of that defensive side of the ball.
Well, they retooled a lot to account for these mobile quarterbacks. And at least in Minnesota, they didn't set the contain edge, so that was on the end. When they got a funnel of runs back inside. Against the Colts, you know, that was just Marlon Mack and some power runs. Against the Titans, they bit on the play-action fakes, and then Derrick Henry was able to run late and get to 100. It's been different stuff. I think doing something new the first four games, they haven't been in good down and distance situations. So, yeah, I think it's a work in progress over there. But all his teams have started slow, except for that first one, that went 5-0 that Grady talked about. So I wasn't really expecting too much early, but now it's time for the light switch to come on and for them to start playing some, put together a whole NFL game. Because, they don't practice in the exhibition season, and then when the season starts, you want them to play a full game, and, it's just not realistic. So, but after four, we should be able to see exactly who the Falcons are here today with their backs against the wall. 1-3 against a fine Houston Texans team down in NRG Stadium.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline once again with D. Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You want to follow him. He is at D. Orlando AJC. D. Orlando AJC. D. Led, before we let you go here, keys to a win today. What do you want to see early in the game to let you know that this Falcons team is off to a good start and on their way to a win?
They got to crease this 3-4 defense of Romeo Crennel's and run the football. Dropping back 40 times a game is not their winning formula. Keeping their defense fresh and off the field to run the ball to get the linebackers to come up so then they can hit them with some play-action fake. The running game will be absolutely vital to any victory that the Falcons might post here. Down here today against the Texans.
And I want to see them two words that we heard in preseason about this defense, fast and violent.
Yeah.
Those are the words. Waiting to see them. And I hope D-Less, this is the time, right?
It is.
All right, man.
This is the time. The time is now.
All right, D-Led.
I want to put that on a T-shirt.
Or a bumper sticker and make some money. Enjoy the game today, man. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Greg and Sam, take care. Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right.
D. Orlando Ledbetter. Yeah, he sent me a text while I was gone. And every time it seems like he sees that Sprite commercial, he goes, "Hey, Greg, I just saw your commercial there." I didn't think of it all that. Hey, let's talk some more NFL action about the games coming up today
Okay. And
what you can hear under the Intercom umbrella as far as other matchups. You like that?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm getting my
umbrella.
My groove back.
That's nice. All right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Umbrella.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.